Blog Talk Radio.
Born at a party in a barn, with a guitar strapped across my arm. So I learned to play in a different style. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Well, I pick it high and I pick it low. Pick it with my teeth and pick it with my toe. You can hear me play for a country mile. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Too long. Me and them city folks couldn't get along. My mama said you're a destined child. They all know you was born hog wild. So I traveled all over this land, and I found myself a backwoods band. You can hear us play for a country mile. Hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that we're hog wild.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Let's Talk Smoke right here with your host, Chris Chadwick. We ready to let the smoke roll tonight? We're going to get hog wild in the house. Baby, we're going to have a big old show. We're going to talk a little barbecue and talk a little technique. You know how it goes right here. This is the show all about you and the crew, and this is such a great honor to be here, and I love doing it. It's a pleasure to be here. Doing this, I'm proud that everybody loves to participate like they do. Call in, listen in the archives. Our archive listeners are always very strong. We have live listeners. I'll have live callers. You know, I appreciate each and every one of you taking time out of your busy schedule. Wednesday evening especially. I know how hard it is on the hump day of the week. Man, tomorrow it's going to be wide open getting ready for comp, but I'm telling you, I've been getting ready for one all week, trying to prepare for everything, get everything in order. I don't know if everyone's as unorganized as I am, but let me tell you, I'm unorganized. It's a lot of work. We're preparing, trying to get things ready, which we will be more than competing this weekend. We will be doing a little vending there also after the competition, during the competition. So it's going to be tough. It's going to be hot, but we're going to have a big old time. The smoke will be rolling, and I can't wait to light the fire. You know, I've already kicked the tire today. The tires have been kicked, the brand-new tires from Best One Tire of Jackson. Big shout-out to Best One Tire of Jackson, one of Hall County's newest sponsors. Proud to have them on board. We kicked the tires today. We're going to light the fires Friday. We're going to let the smoke roll Friday night. So we're going to be in the house. We're going to be live right here for an hour and a half. You know, I do apologize for the delay, but, you know, work does come. Unfortunately, we all have to work and hit it and get it and try to make everything work, and that's what we do right here. We shoot from the hip. We always live, and we always love to talk to you. I will talk about sponsors here shortly. Without further ado, though, we do have a caller in hold. We'll see if we can get those callers in. This is always a great opportunity at the beginning of the show to give a shout-out to some sponsors, especially the ones that help me. I greatly appreciate all our sponsor support. We just have a wonderful, wonderful sponsor family. I mean, we have some fantastic, phenomenal products that we use that just don't get any better than what I have. I'm telling you, we've got some awesome, awesome products from cooking to seasoning to saucing to injecting the fire sources to even down to cleaning the pits. Our sponsors, we got to give a big old shout out to all of our sponsors. First one, I have to give a shout out to Daryl Mast, BBQSuperstars.com, BSPN Live. He will be here in West Tennessee this weekend covering our event live. It's going to go out across the nation, across the world, the barbecue community. I know on the weekends it's hard to sit down and watch, but I tell you what, guys, when you're not cooking and cooking in your blood, you're going to sit down and watch cooking. I know I do, and I'm sure I speak for a lot of guys out there. They love to watch it. If we can't be there with the pit and the smoke and the fire and the meat, then the next best thing is to sit there and watch it and see what's going on, see how it's going to play out, see what's going down. So BSPN will be live here in West Tennessee this weekend covering the Barbecue and Blues Festival right here in McKenzie, Tennessee. Very excited to have Daryl Mast and BSPN live here. Remember, the top five will qualify for the Barbecue Superstars World Championship that is coming around. It's going to be broadcast on BBQSuperstars.com. Also, it's going to be broadcast on Livestream.com, Roku TV, and Rabbit TV. Now, if you're not familiar with those companies, it's just a new form of TV through the Internet. And Rabbit TV, R-A-B-B-I-T, Rabbit TV and Roku TV, basically, you know, they have over 2 million subscribers. So it's going to go out worldwide. We're not just going .com. We're going TV also. So it's going to be big. We're going to cut up. We're going to give out some prizes. We're going to talk cook. We're going to cook. We're going to talk sponsors. It's going to be a great show. Talk to dignitaries throughout the city. It's going to be a real great event. Just a lot of fun. It's hometown. It's barbecue, home flavor at its best. You know, nothing but good cooks coming in for this cook. You know, it's the kind of cook where you're excited to see who's rolling in. Can't wait for them to get out of their car, their truck, go over there and hug them, shake their hand. You know, that's what it's all about, getting to see all these people we don't get to see every day. And it's barbecue life, and that's what we're talking about, you know. So very excited about having the competition this weekend here in McKenzie, Tennessee. It's going to be hot. It's going to be wide open. We're also going to have Jim Boland here from Memphis Marinades coming out at live out from Memphis, Tennessee, doing some demos. Jim's a super great guy. He's got an awesome product, so can't wait to have him live in the house on the square Saturday. ESPN covering all the action from Friday evening to Saturday evening. It's going to be a real great time, so I'm just excited about it. I want to wish all the cooks, you know, we're going to go. Hall County's going to be there live, cooking it up, letting the smoke roll. We're in it to win it like everybody else, but we wish them all the best, you know. We hope we hear our name called last, and we're going to rock it out. So BBQSuperstars.com, check them out. Be sure to go to the website, look at all the information, all the products, the shop zone, the website, the informative aspect of it, the teams, the associations. You can listen to this radio show live on the bottom of BBQSuperstars.com. You can also go to TBABBQ.com. At the bottom of that screen, there is also a radio chat applet right there. I'm loading my chat room up. I'm counting on my chat room being up and active tonight. It is up and running. So anyone who wants to get into the chat room that's listening, feel free to. If you'd like to call into the show and talk to me, I would love to hear from you. 347-202-0263. That is the number to call tonight. And we would love to hear from you. When you dial the number, to push 1, that will cue you in. That will let me know here in this on the studio board that you want to talk, and we would love to hear from you. So the number to call again is 347-202-0263. I will be refreshing the board very frequently to try to stay on top of cueing everybody in that wants to call in. Also making sure the chat room is up and running properly. So guys, don't be shy. Call in. We'll have a good time. We'll talk a little cue. I'd love to talk a little chicken tonight. There's a category we all cook in a lot of local festivities and comps. It's not a standard KCBS category, nor is it an IBCA category, nor a TVA, MBN. You know, there's a lot of different things going on, but, you know, as far as categories, quote categories, but it's a lot of town levels, city festivals. I call it Pitmaster's choice. Some call it anything but. But we would love to talk about that category a little bit and see what's going on. We need to take a quick break and get right back with you in just a minute. Let's see if I can get something up here. Let's do a little of this right here. I've got this playing. It's up where it will work and play. I enjoy playing the sounds. And let's see if we can get something going on here. But no, number to call, 347-202-0263. Number to call in, talk a little cue. We're going to play a little BTO tonight. Let's see where it goes. Let it ride. I don't know what it is. Here's what I want to hear. Right here. Taking care of business, baby. Right here. Box and turning overdrive. nothing like taking care of a little business, baby. All right, back with you. Chris Chadwick in the house. Number to call tonight, 347-202-0263. You know, every day I talk barbecue with so many different people. It's like I said on Pitmasters, it's more than a hobby. It's a way of life, and it really is anymore. You know what I'm talking about. You get it in your blood, and it's wide open. Don't hold back. It's time to cook, and work to go to that next cook. I mean, I tell you what, it's something that definitely keeps us going. That's for sure. Get a big old amen on that, because I know a lot of guys that work hard every week just to go cook on the weekend. So, you know, with that being said, that's all we want is a little respect from our judges, our judging system, our scoring system. Just a little respect, guys, because we're there. If we weren't there, there wouldn't be a comp. So, if it's constructive criticism, we can take it if that's what we need. We're there to we're all in it to win it. So, like I say, just keep in mind that we're there to make the show happen. I tell you, I know I've had some bad cooks. I've had some unexecuted 9x9 boxes, and I tell you, it hurts when you come home without a call. And we've all experienced that, and we'll experience coming home without calls several times in our lifetime of cooking. But we sure like to give it our all and do our very best. I know I do. So what we're going to do, we're going to talk about some sponsors real quick. We want to give a big shout-out to Frontier Charcoal. Without Frontier Charcoal, we wouldn't be letting the smoke roll. I tell you what, that's some fine lump charcoal. I really enjoy using it. Also, Green Mountain Grills. If you're in the market for a pellet cooker, check out greenmountaingrill.com. It's very self-explanatory with some awesome products. Give them a shout. If you purchase a unit, mention my name. That is good for a free Green Mountain Grill cover. So all you gotta do is mention Chris Chadwick. Heard it on Chris Chadwick Show. You're gonna get a free grill cover. Can't beat that. Just by giving out a code, Chadwick. Also, we've got to give a shout out to Mean Green Chemical Cleaner and Degreaser. I am now being sponsored by Mean Green also. That is a fantastic cleaner degreaser. I mean, it does a trick from pits to grates to grease to smoke to barbecue sauce on your clothes. Mean Green Cleaner Degreaser. It's at every Dollar General nationwide. Get your bottle today. Check it out. You will not be sorry. Go over to Mean Green, like their page, like Green Mountain corporate page, like Frontier Charcoal page. Guys, just go over and check it out. Like their page. They also always run Facebook specials, online specials. Just go like their page. Also, got to give a big shout out to my other sponsors. I mean, real quick, Tall Texan Barbecue. I mixed up some injection from Tall Texan Barbecue last night. It is fire. The pork injection is on the wall. It's just bad stuff. I love it. Also, they've got several different rubs, and I'm not even going to go into that because you need to talk to Philip and see which one that suits you most, because he has got some fantastic rubs. Also, we've got to give a big shout-out to Daigle's Barbecue Sauce. Man, I'm telling you what, that is a game-changer right there. The secret's out. Go check out Daigle's Barbecue Sauce. Mention my name. Get a 15% off a $30 or more order. You will not be sorry forever trying Daigle's Barbecue Sauce. We got to give a big shout-out to Meat Rakes. It's meatrake.com. Grillgrate.com. That is a finisher for a steak. If you ever had one, that is the one to have. Also, Junior's Rub for Grub. Junior Ress has got a fantastic, fantastic rub. He's also coming out with a beef rub also. check him out on Facebook, Junior S. Also, Junior's Rub for Grub, Junior's Team Up in Smoke. Very good stuff. Very good stuff. There's so many things that we can be thankful for in the barbecue community. And I tell you what, with these products, man, you ever try them, you won't go back. Let me refresh this board again. Looks like we have some callers in queue. I'm going to stagger these callers in. We appreciate everybody calling in. We do have, let me get this caller queued in. Caller 901-229. Welcome to the show. Who have we got?
Chris, what's going on?
Adam, my man, how are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. Haven't heard from you in a while. I only got to see you for about 10 seconds at Memphis in May, but it was good to see you.
Brother, I tell you what, I was so proud for y'all. I wasn't going to get over there in your way. You just had it going on, just doing a phenomenal job. I was very proud of you. Proud that you got your calls at Memphis in May. Team Tucson's the pork. Adam, y'all did a fantastic job. What's going on in Memphis way today?
Oh, other than weather was pretty cooperative with us. We had a good time. I hear you're going to have the man from Memphis Marinades on.
Jim Bolin, actually, I tell you what, Adam, this coming weekend, right here in McKenzie, Tennessee, we're having the Barbecue and Blues Festival cook-off. And it's going to be on the square. And Jim's coming down to set up demonstrate his different marinades, pass out samples, sell products, and I think he's even going to be a guest judge for the competition this weekend. It's not but a couple-hour drive from Memphis, and you're more than welcome to come down and hang out. We'd love to have you.
He's a great guy. He's with the International Danish Barbecue Team, which is it's one of our greatest friends down at Memphis in May. We all have a good time together, and I want to say he was actually part of our team at one time, but he's their liaison to Memphis, and even his products are great, but the man knows his stuff. He's a really great guy.
He is a fine fella, and yes, he is the liaison for the Danish International Cook Team. And he goes and helps and gets that all organized for them guys and gals to come over and cook Memphis in May. And also, he helps them out at the Jack Daniels Invitational also. So
yep.
I tell you what, that's a pretty extensive, that's an extensive job. It takes on a lot of things. That's a big undertaking to do what he does for that team. But I tell you what, it's handled, it's top-notch, and it's handled down to the cross the T's and dot your I's. And, I mean, he's right on top of it, no doubt.
Yeah, he has a genuine love for the competition, and he's really all-around great guy. I had an opportunity to talk to him a lot. We had a KCBS class for certifying judges earlier in the year, and we all got to sit down and talk with him for quite a while. And other than, you know, when we're all having drinks and having a good time, he really knows his business really well. If anybody's out in McKenzie and has the opportunity, he's definitely a guy to talk to.
I tell you what, they just don't realize how lucky they're going to be to have him here. Also, Daryl Mass from BSBN, he will be here, Barbecue Superstars. He'll be covering the event live. So you can go to livestream.com or barbecuesuperstars.com, their live feed television link, and watch any of the action. He'll be here 2 days shooting the whole event. So it's going to be nice. We're going to have a lot of fun. It's going to be on the park in the center of town. They're going to close down the roads, and it's just going to be a real nice area to do this.
That's great. By the way, I want to say, didn't you have a caller in earlier talking about not doing well in certain competitions earlier?
We have had a few. Now, this evening, I come in a little late on this game tonight. I've been working all day, and I've had a few callers but wasn't able to get them in, and you're actually the first caller tonight on the show to be live
Oh, okay.
with me, so I'm proud to have you with me. That number to call is 347-202-0263. So what have you been up to? What was your last cook? Was it Memphis in May? Was it your last comp, was it?
Yep, we cooked at Memphis in May, and we've just been kind of taking a break. We cater to so many out-of-town visitors that, you know, we've got to get all our things together. We had to load out in a giant pile of mud, and we got everything back to where we keep all our stuff. And just this last weekend, we had an opportunity to get it all unloaded, cleaned out, and like, get it all organized and ready for next year.
I hear you. Ready to go again. I know. I tell you what, one of these days I'm going to get down there and cook that cook. And I'd love to be set up beside y'all, but I know that's probably going to be impossible. But we're working on it. We're possibly maybe we can come down and cook that next year. So
right, you can even join us. You know, we always our team always has open spots for cooks, and you know, we cater probably about 40 or 50 members. You know, of course, we always look at who's doing what. You know, cooking where,
right.
And if they're placing well and doing well, you know, we might offer them, you know, to cook a category, but, you know, we always have open invitations to newcomers as well as competitive cooks that are, you know, if they don't have a team, you know, cooking at Memphis and May can be very expensive, and to be part of the team, hang out, join in, cook, you know, it's a fun time. You should join us some year, you know.
You know what?
That
is so true, and I tell you what, that is great that y'all do that. Team Two Sauce to Pork does have a membership where you can come cook Memphis in May, and it's very affordable. I think, what is it, $249 or something like that?
Something like that. It's like $250.
Yeah.
And even we even got comments from, you know, Tuffy. We were talking to Tuffy Stone, which, I mean, if you're in the barbecue circuit and don't know him, you know, and he came over and was just giving us all kinds of praise about what we do and how we do it. Even Chris Lilly, he won the Memphis and May deal this year 4 times in a row. He was over the team, you know, with our team, having some drinks, saying, hey, so you can even hobnob with some of the really big names in barbecue. You know, they all kind of seem to know who we are, so we all have a good time doing it.
That's right. You know, I'm going to tell you a little quick story. When y'all were getting that call Friday night and walking up the stage with the flagpoles and the whole crew walking up to the stage, I was back there with Ken. I don't know if you know Ken or not. That's Chris, one of Chris's team members. And Chris, I was back there talking to them as y'all was walking up. And I tell you what, y'all y'all did it right. You walked up with the flags representing, and I was proud for you. I was giving you a big old hoot and holler back there and applauding for you. Y'all did a great job.
Yeah, we all walk up as a team. And I tell you this, we didn't know on certain results and other than Friday. I'll tell you how everything kind of turned out because not everybody knew, but we did take first place in vinegar sauce. We have a pair of guys that come down from New Hampshire. They've been working on the sauce. And for the past number of years, they've always placed in the top 10 but never clinched it. And when we got that call, that was great. We on the following day, we got ancillaries. We took 8th place in mustard sauce. I mean, we didn't walk for it, but 8th is fantastic. And we took, I want to say it was 13th in chicken. That was me. 11th in exotic. We turned in buffalo tenderloin. It was served on a potato pallet with a béarnaise sauce and some beautiful things on it. It was a good-looking thing, and tasted great, too. We also did, I'm trying to think of the other categories we turned in, the 8th mustard, 1st vinegar, 13th chicken, 11th and exotic. Oh, and the Tournament of Champions, they only announced the first-place winner, which, of course, was Chris Lilly. He entered it as well, and he's your NBN grand champion. We played
right.
Second. And we actually they actually sent us a cash reward and everything, but we didn't get a call on the stage for it. We were like second under Chris Lilly, and we didn't walk on the stage to get a piece of brass. What?
Yeah.
It was a good time. So it was kind of a late announcement. They just let us know last week, and we were like, holy cow, you know, that's awesome. You know, so it was a good time.
I know it. That's awesome. It is awesome. I've seen that in a big 13th and chicken. And I don't know what team member did that. I don't know who did that. But, you know, I'm sure their head is really just started swelling when they got that 13th place chicken at Memphis in May. Who was that? What team member was that that did the chicken? I can't recall his name. Who was that?
I don't know. Well, I looked at it and said, hey, I didn't get a piece of brass, but, you know, it's not – it's almost top 10, you know, and I've kind of tinkered around with the recipe a little bit here and there, just trying something different, you know.
Right.
Didn't do great, did good on certain ones, you know, some are MBN, so chicken doesn't mean a lot, it's an ancillary, but, you know, when Memphis May came around, they were like, cook your original recipe, just do it exactly the way you did when you started, did it. Turned 13th, and I was, well, you know what? I guess I just need to stick with what I'm doing. If there's only 12 guys in the world that have better chicken than me, then I guess I'm doing something good. And this
That's
is
right.
Memphis. You know, the other 12 can be taken out at any time.
Well, I'm telling you, a big 13th place calling a chicken really rocks it out, especially Memphis and May. Yeah, y'all had it going on. I mean, the place was hopping, was bumping. I mean, you had the place set up just to the T. I mean, you're rocking it out. You just did a great job. You know, I've really been working on my chicken, and I've hammered that down a lot more so since Tupelo. And I know Tupelo, after I tasted it, it was good chicken, and it had good flavor, but it didn't have that pop. But now, my friend, it has the pop. I mean, it's spot on. It's doing really well, and the last two calls have been second place calls by just a fraction of a point from first. So
hopefully we're
on it, and hopefully we're going to get something happening with that, especially this weekend.
Now, I was kind of impressed after Tupelo when we saw you that I believe you cooked your chicken, and it wasn't what you did with your chicken, but it was how you set it up in your smoker, and I thought it was pretty creative where you took the grill racks and set them over these foil pans, and I thought that was pretty neat the way you did it, because it was like, man, that makes for really easy cleanup the way you set them up, you know, and everything's underneath. I'm going to have to start doing that. Very, very creative. It was simple, but I liked how you did it, you know. It was very neat because chicken can get a grill really messy, and you know that. Like I said, if anybody's got, you know, on Facebook and pictures for that, and they see the setup, it was a very good looking way to do chicken on the grill, and then all you have to do is just pull the grate you had it on, throw the pan away, and you're done. You don't have to worry about cleanup or anything. That was really nice. It was really impressive.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, simplicity, you got to think about it. You know, they always preach simplicity of the cook, and we keep constantly making it more difficult and more difficult. You got to step back sometimes and simplify things. And that's the key, is to simplify. And I tell you what, this weekend, we're going to be probably catering 300 or 400 or 500 people anyhow. And
wow, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, yes, it is. And
a people's choice thing, or just people coming in, or what's the deal with that?
People coming in. Actually, this event here, the people can actually come get barbecue. And so what we'll do is have it all set up, and you know, they come in, they inspect, and do the health code and health inspection, and then I have another team that basically just serves to the public, and then we still concentrate on our turn-ins. But last year, we got carried away and concentrated more on our public, you know, which they are important. That's part of it. But we concentrated more on that and kind of slipped up on the comp and didn't get to I think we were a fifth overall last year at this competition. So we're going to hit it hard this year and really go in guns up, as they say at Texas Tech, guns up, And we're going to let the smoke roll and try to give them 110% and have a big old show, have a big old time, and just have a lot of fun.
That's awesome. Now, is this the first cook that McKenzie's been putting on, or is this something that's been going on?
No, this is actually the third. I want to say third, but let's see. It's the first one. The first competition McKenzie put on, I did grand at. The second one, third, this will be the fourth. This will be the fourth year. And I tell you what, you know, you can bring a pop-up. It's four categories. It's chicken, ribs, pork, and a chef's choice. So just like your exotic, you know, just a protein. It's not a dessert category. It's a protein category. But you could come in and cook it for a $100 bill. That's, you know, basically your entry fee. And if you wanted to come in and play on the TBA side, it would be, $75, but that's a payback, too. And you have a possibility of $5,000 in payout money there. And that's this weekend. That's this coming weekend. I know you need to just go on and pack up something, bring that 13th place chicken down, and let's go and get Shane on board and Jonathan and whoever else you want to get lined up. That's $25 a pot. Get four of you coming down to cook and play and just have a good time. We'll make room for you. The invite's out. I'll give you half of my space if I need to.
I'd love to come down there and take all y'all's money. But I'll say this. This is a small shout-out. I don't know your listeners, but I'm actually cooking this weekend. We're hosting the 2014 Israel Festival here in Memphis. It's this kind of a cultural coming together of things, and I'll actually be down there with Temple Israel's Brotherhood. We'll be cooking and serving to the public, and if you're a native Memphian and want to come around, we'll be there and serving up some good things. We're also, I believe that our team is going to be down, it's whatever the Friday is, I want to say it's June 20th, it may be the 21st if I'm not mistaken. We'll be cooking down at, I'm trying to think of the name of the cook, but you can find it at DeSotoBBQ.com. It's a KCBS sanctioned cook down near Hernando, Mississippi. It's around a lake, very economical. It's around a campsite, and we'll be cooking down there. It's a Friday-Saturday event, straight up KCBS, chicken, brisket, shoulder, ribs, and all blind judging. And I'm not sure how many spots are left open, but it's a very reasonable cook, and I love the KCBS sanctioned stuff, but again, I like the TBA stuff too. I wish I could come down there this weekend. But we'll have to catch on one sometime and
I'll tell you what. You will. You got to come on down and enjoy the hospitality. That's for sure. We'll hook up again sooner than later, and definitely get something going on. But
that sounds awesome.
Even if it's Tupelo again next year, you know, we got to go back and get it handed to us or hand it to somebody again. At Tupelo, that's
now,
always a fun.
Remind me, McKenzie is a little north of Jackson, Tennessee, is it not? Probably
it's
about an hour and 30 minutes from Memphis?
It's going to be 40 miles from Jackson.
Okay.
So it's not very far.
And that starts Friday and Saturday, is that right?
That's right. We can load in Friday after lunch and cook. Our turn-ins are to Saturday afternoon. Actually, a team could come in late Friday evening and start it and cook Friday night for Saturday turn-ins, because I think the turn-ins didn't start till 12 o'clock. So, you know, we've got four categories,
awesome.
And four categories and I'm in between.
How many teams y'all got cooking down there?
There's going to be, I would say 20 teams anyhow. We'll
Sounds
have,
like
a
good time.
It will be, which I don't know if you are familiar with Charcoal Cowboys. They'll be here.
Yep.
So they'll be here. Tennessee River Porkers, that's also another KCBS team. They'll be here. Several KCBS teams will be here, which KCBS, TBA, MBN, hell, we're all barbecue family. I mean, we all cook very similar styles. I mean, any of us can cook any of it. It's very, you know, it's just how we cook. I tell you where the challenge is if you go to Texas and cook IBCA, there's a little difference there. It's challenging. Yep, you're right.
I've seen some of the turn-ins, and I've looked at them and said, how do I get one of these chickens in that hole, in that box? Do you have chickens? I'm like, wow. But
That's right.
Looks like
and
a good time down in Texas.
And listen to this. The wing tips have to be intact, not charred off. And if you buy one with the wing tips not on it when you buy it, you can't use it.
Wow. That sounds pretty challenging in itself, you know, just keeping it all the different pieces of meat in there and not one piece dried out, and they're gonna tear it apart and judge the whole thing.
That's right. And I tell you another thing, when they judge that chicken, they use plastic forks. They're not allowed to use any hands.
Wow.
So that makes it even more challenging.
I can see that. So I'm sorry, go ahead, Chris.
No, I'm just saying that makes it even harder to do. Some people say, well, that wouldn't be hard to do. If you think about it, you cook a good chicken, it's hard to do.
Most definitely. Well, Chris, I'm going to get off here and let some more callers come in, but tell me again, maybe your listeners want to know, how I can find the list for the upcoming TBA cooks, because I know there's a lot of them that go on before we begin, you know, our tour in the late fall when the MBN and KCBS cooks come back around. I know there's a lot of cooks that TBA do from here until even the fall that we might be interested in.
Well, see, on the TBA side, let me say this real quick. The thing about TBA is we, on occasion, we will sanction a whole competition, okay? And a lot of cooks, what they don't understand is we don't sanction these cooks. We go in and we will if the organizer or the community wants us to. But we do go in as a co-sanctioning body, and what that is the event is organized by the city or the county or the state fair, and they have their judges, whether it be dignitaries, KCBS judges, or people that just like me and you that are take the KCBS class, the CBJs, are beginners as far as that goes, because there's not a competition out there that is complete certified judging.
So
and if they are
even if you wanted to be a judge at one of these events, like, say, for instance, the McKenzie Cook that you're at, and even though it's a TBA event, if I was an MBN or a KCBS judge who wanted to volunteer as a judge, how do you do that?
You basically contact me, Chris Chadwick. I am the founder of the Tennessee Barbecue Association. I can arrange that with the city or county organization, because they want good judges. They want certified judges. And here in the TBA, we have several TBA judges that are also KCBS judges or MBN judges or all of the above. So that credential is good enough. You know, I mean, we're here to spread the love of barbecue. So you being a KCBS judge, an MBN judge, a good KCBS cook, an NBA, a good NBN cook, you know what a judge has to do, and you know what kind of product needs to be turned in.
I might have an idea. Now, how about EPA certified judging? Is that something that's in place yet, or
that is something there? That is beginning to be initiated. I consider myself a TBA judge simply because I am a KCBS CBJ also, and there are other KCBS judges in play that are TBA members. If you're a TBA member and you're a KCBS judge, then you will be a TBA judge or an NBN judge. You can come on as a TBA judge, and once you judge, like you'll be considered a new judge, and once you judge five competitions, say, you'll be certified full-fledged TBA judge. You know, so it's not
that
like we're trying to... And then we will hold classes. But, you know, like I say, we're still new. We're still working hard just to spread the word. And with the Tennessee Barbecue Association, with the co-sanction, like I was saying, it really depends on the organizers. If they want us to come in, they allow us to come in, then we can have a co-sanctioned event. And what that does, that actually gives you two payouts. If we have 20 teams, and it's not unusual to have 20 teams paying out $75 a team, you know, that's $1,500 cash right there.
Yep.
And that pays top five overall. So if you're a TBA member and you win the grand, you get a double shot. If you win the grand at a competition and you're also a TBA member and we're doing a co-sanctioned event, you'll win the grand on the organized event and you'll win a grand on the TBA side. And then you'll also be qualified to cook at the TBA championship at the end of the year. And we had a one-time week. So, and you get two checks. And you still spent less money than most entry fee starting at a competition, and your odds are much greater because you're getting a double shot at a 20 team event or a 30 team event. You know, most of the KCBS events that we go to, they're 100 teams or 80 teams. And look at your odds.
Oh.
You got a 1 in 80 or a 1 in 30, and actually you got a 2 in 30 when you play in TBA and the event side.
Yep. If you're a TBA member, that's it. You double up. It's a fantastic thing. Hey, I look forward to as it grows and comes along. If y'all do certification classes, but it's nice to see that y'all accept certified judges from other networks, and because you know what they're looking for, and I have to come out and sample some of your queue and judge it for you.
Well, I tell you what, you can. I don't mind. I tell you what, though, you know, we're a little different organization. We really do try to spread the love. You know, that might sound silly, but it's the truth. It's the gospel. We try to encourage and promote. And, you won't never hear me bash an NBN cook or a KCBS cook or any kind of cook. I'm not going to bash it. I mean, that's not what part of being about barbecue family is about. Now, there are cooks out there that think that's the only way to go, and you know, I'm sorry for that feeling. I don't have it, nor will I, you know. I just don't. I'm just not like it. So
I can talk bad about a few, but.
Well, you know what I'm saying. Yeah, there's some guys out there like Big Babies that, you know you want to stay away from. You definitely don't want to be around. But I'm just saying overall, the experience, the way it should be, it'd be a better place if people were like that.
I agree with you. You know, and it's funny because I will say that our team was an NBN cook last year. It was kind of the question before, when we first talked, I thought I heard some radio chatter about a guy that was like, we placed dead last, It's like, you got to just come up from the ashes. And we were at an NBN cook last year. And we finished dead last out of 50-something teams dead last. And the difference between what we cooked at Memphis in May and the cook that we finished dead last was not very far off. I mean, I think we upped our game with the, you know, maybe the meat product that we purchased, but there wasn't a lot different from the recipe. And, you know, we were dead last at some small cook out of 50 teams and then cooked Memphis in May and played six. And we were like, you know what?
I know.
The only thing consistent about barbecue is the judging.
That's it. You got it. They're all different. You're exactly right. You know, it's all to taste. You just try to do your best and put out a good product and let it roll like that. And that's all you can do, you know. Just a good, consistent judging. But I'm going to tell you, a table captain has a lot to do with that. And a table captain, if they're getting some good scores overall, and then you got one or two that's just this dogging and just lowballing your score. Now, a good table captain should change that. You know, he should correct that before it nip that in the bud before it ever gets started. Because you get a five or a six in a comp, and that's just hang it up. It's over. You spent that money, and you're not. It's aggravating. You know, I think a table captain is very important for a table captain.
Oh, I definitely agree, and you know that's the troublesome thing. You know, I don't want to say NBN around here. It's a big thing with Memphis, you know, Barbecue Network. But you know, when the KCBS events, and they seem to struggle, you know, with finding certified judges in the area. That's why they had this big class last year, and it was, you know, okay, we've got, you know, all these KCBS certified judges, but we don't have enough. You know, you want to train them and tell them, look, the reason why you give a team a five or a six or even a seven, you know, is, you know, because the product was fair. You know, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't good. You gave them a five, and it really does. I mean, people come down there and they explain to you, even in classes, if you're going to give somebody a five, you better have a really good explanation, you know, and they even tell them these people come down, they spend a lot of money, and they know they're the real deal, and you're a judge who's throwing fives when everybody else is giving you eights and nines. What do you do? You know, so it was very informative and very appreciative to them to let even the people that they were training say, you know, if you're gonna give these kind of scores, you need to tell them why. You need to send them back a comment card. Why you gave them such a low score? And it's very seldom that they do. You know, in NBN, KCBS, or whatnot. You know, it's every once in a while we see one of why they gave us an eight or a seven. You know, so it's. I wish that they had to do that, but it's still very it's voluntary.
Yeah, you know, I've never received a comment card, but they've given me. I have received a five, and you know, I think it ought to be mandatory. I think it ought to be any low ball score like that. I think you ought to have a comment card. I mean, just honestly, I think that you should.
I agree.
That's my opinion. That's my own personal opinion. I know in the TBA, if we get some low ball scores like that, I expect a comment on the back of that scorecard to go back out to the team. You know, that's only right. You do the right thing. You do the right thing, and it'll come back tenfold for you. You do the wrong thing, it'll bite you in the butt and ruin you. So you do it right, and just bottom line, do it right, and it'll work. You know, you treat people with respect, and they respect you. You respect them. I mean, it works two ways. That door swings back and forth. So you definitely want to stand up, be a man, be a woman and do it right, you know, with respect and the proper way of doing it. I'm a firm believer in old-fashioned values like that.
Oh, yeah. I completely agree. I mean, we were very complimentary towards a judge. Of course, it was blind at Tupelo, and I think we received a 7, which isn't terrible, but it was the only judge that gave us a 7, and it probably knocked us out of where we wanted to be. But they did turn in a comment and say why they, you know, gave us that score, and, you know, we didn't agree, but at least, you know, they sent a comment, you know, feedback, and that was appreciative. It let us know what we needed to do to improve, you know, versus just looking at, you know, getting a score like a 5, 6, or 7 and saying, okay, well, what did I do wrong? You know, especially when you get it on taste, you know, if it's tenderness or if it's, you know, presentation is pretty obvious, but, you know, when it comes to taste, and that's usually 2/3 of your score, you know, we would love to hear answers from our judges. And it's just like, you know, seeing that number and not knowing why, I wish I would see more of it. So, I mean, you know, if there are, you know, certified judges that are listening, you know, we would love to hear from you. You know, even if it's blind and we don't know who you are, we would love to know why that score was, you know, scored that way.
Of course. I agree with you completely. It would really help the cooks, you know, and I said this a long time ago and I still say it when you know, I don't know who's listening, but the main thing, how the TBA actually started was I started barbecuing. You know, I cooked a long time ago. I actually started cooking back in 1986 with a team. We formed a team, and we cooked a couple competitions right out of high school. Loved to do it. The team split, you know, and I got to go cook with this one or that one and a time or two, but never got into it seriously because, you know, you just don't do that when you're 18, 19 years old, most kids.
You're young. It is what it is.
You know, so... So I started back cooking, and, you know, and I started, I actually got on Facebook right after it really started kicking off, and, you know, and I built me a pit and started taking pictures and posting them, and, you know, and one evening, and this is the truth, one evening, Daryl Mast sent me a message, and I didn't know who he was from anybody, you know, because I didn't know. You know, I just knew he was in the barbecue world, and I had some barbecue friends. And so he asked me if I'd call into his show, and I said, sure, I'd be glad to, you know. I didn't know what I was going to say. And, of course, when you first call in the show, you think, you know, what am I going to say? You actually get apprehensive or you get a little nervous about it. And so I called in, and I was listening to teams talk, and they were talking Georgia Barbecue Association. They were talking South Carolina Barbecue Association. They was talking Florida Barbecue Association. You know, they were talking all these things. You know, and I was just sitting there listening. I wasn't saying much. You know, I'd wait for him to ask me a question, and then I'd say, yeah, no, and then that'd be about the extent of my answer. So anyhow, I called in a few more times, and, you know, I just started thinking, well, you know, Tennessee really, to my knowledge, which I don't know a lot, we don't have any type of organization to spread the word of these local cooks because I'd love to cook more. I just don't know where they're at. And so I formed a Facebook page and went from there. And I started it, and then James Brawner come on, and Keith Webb come on, Pirate Pork, Keith Webb, and James Brawner chilling and grilling. You know, and so that was it. You know, we started saying TBA, and we were doing this and that. And no, you know, I still don't know everything. Don't ever profess I will, but we worked it. We made it enjoyable. We helped spread the word, and that's how it started. That's exactly how it started. Now, to answer your question, Adam, where do we go to find information on local events? Okay, well, the website was actually intending to have that information on there, which it's hard to keep it updated. So if you go, and I'm going to do this as we speak, if you will go, when you get online, to Tennessee Barbecue Association, that's Tennessee BBQ Association, your Facebook group page, okay? We do a lot of communication on our Facebook group page.
More so on the website, or is there a website?
No, there is a website, tbabbq.com. That's tbabbq.com.
Excellent.
Now, if you go to tbabbq.com, you will see the McKenzie Cook being featured on there. All right? But now, if you go to the Facebook group page, it is a closed group, but you can request to be in, you know, anybody that's listening, you can request to be in the group. And let's see. You go and you go into the group page. Now I know Shane Greer is a member. Now, are you a member of our group on the Facebook page?
I can't recall if I am or not. I believe that I am, but I could be calling
your last
group.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You're a Facebook. You're a group. You're a member on our Facebook page. Okay.
There I am.
All right, now here's what you do. Right there under the Tennessee Barbecue Association logo, you've got members, events, photos, and files. Now, if you click on events, right here we have Friday, Barbecue and Blues on Broadway, Friday, June 13th, Smoke on the River in Clifton, Tennessee. Friday, August 1st, the TBA sanctioned Henry County Barbecue Fair cook-off. That's in Paris, Tennessee, and that is a great cook-off. Now, that's one I really encourage y'all to come to. You will enjoy that cook-off. It's a good cook-off. Now, if you click on the events, it's right there, but it's actually August 1st and 2nd.
Sounds good. I don't know what the rest of our cook's schedule is, but if I be an event, we can take some money off of you.
Well, you just come on down, big boy. I welcome you to try. That's all I can say. Barbecue humbleness in me. Just come on down and try your best.
Now is that the same time when they do the big catfish fry in Paris?
Yes, it is. That's home of the fish fry. And that's where we held. This is where we held our championship cook also. And we had a fish fry in the fish fry tent, which is not a tent. It's actually a pavilion. It's a metal building that's as big as a football field. But we call it the fish fry tent. And we had a fish fry in the fish fry tent before the fish fry had theirs this year. And, you know, the Tennessee Barbecue Association, we put on one heck of a show for a championship cook. And it was really a good thing. We had a lot of positive response. You know, you always have a few sore heads when they lose. They especially don't like anybody. So,
Other than the competitive barbecue that's there in Paris, is the fish fry a competition as well, or is it just a fish fry?
No, it is a fish fry.
That's awesome.
It is just a fish fry.
How can that go wrong, though? You get to, if you had the opportunity, you could judge barbecue and have some fish at the same time. What?
I know. And see, after that fish fry, after that fish fry comes in, after the Henry County Fair, August 16th, there's a Wilson County Fair cook-off in Lebanon, Tennessee. and that's going to be a nice cook. And that will be a TBA sanctioned cook. And then in September, there's two on the 19th. There's one in Fulton, Tennessee, and one at Paris Landing.
Sounds so, like folks that are in the area need to get on board.
Well, you know, we would like to have some Memphis way, but we have to have a community doing something that would like to have us come in. You know, the thing about it is when you have the TBA come into a local event, we're going to add teams. That's all we're going to do is bring more teams and more money to the pot. You know, there's no repercussions.
Well, not during the middle of the summer, but I know, like, in late August to October, this whole area gets covered in NBN cooks, you know, that are sanctioned. Even KCBS has three or four, you know, and it's it might be a tough nut to crack, but
we don't have to. See, that's the thing about it. We don't have to. You know, we're just doing this to better the barbecue world. And we have right at 100, we have 100 members on our website that are actually members. And then we have 700 plus in our Facebook group. As we have active members, and we have members in good standing. So, you know, we're just growing. We don't have to go do another cook. You see, I mean, you know, there's nothing saying that we have to go do one, so everything we do is a plus and a benefit. So,
absolutely.
So we keep working it. But all those events are on the event page in the TBA Facebook group. And if you click on files, then you have the registration forms for the Henry County, for the Smoke on the River. You can print off rules of the Tennessee Barbecue Association, the McKenzie Barbecue Cook. You know, so we have all the applications in our files on the Facebook page. So if they say we're not informing them, you know, all they have to do is click on those links, and they can figure it. If they can read, they can figure it out. That's for sure.
So you just got to get on Facebook and do it.
You got it. Now, that's one thing. I'm not going to send out a million emails to everybody. They're going to have to take a little initiative and go to the group page and check it out or go to the website. You know, I'm not going to hold their hand. They're big boys. So that's how we're growing, and that's how we're going, and we just continue to work it.
Awesome.
I tell you what, it's just a lot of fun. I mean, you know, we're supporting barbecue, bottom line. We're trying to make it better. You're always going to have opposition, and you're going to have people for you and against you. That's regardless of anything you do. And we just continue to work it, just like right here on Barbecue Superstars. I've been doing this 2 years. I love to do it. I love to talk barbecue. I love to interact with you, with people out of, you know, everywhere. Anybody wants to call in, I'll interact, and we'll talk, and we'll have a great conversation and talk about some good stuff and just roll with it from there. But we're just going to continue to grow and continue to go.
That's what it's all about.
And if they don't want to come on board, we're not twisting their arm. But if they want to, we're going to welcome them with open arms. So you can't get any plainer and simpler than that. If you want to be a part, we want you to be a part. If you don't want to be a part, by all means, don't. I mean, and that ain't being crude, rude, or insensitive. That's just telling it like it is. So that's the way we roll. That's what we do. And, you know, I just have a big time with the Tennessee Barbecue Association. We do work it all the time. I mean, it's a full-time job that you don't get paid at. Do you have any jobs like that?
Usually my full-time job is the same way, but
there you go. Mine is too.
And we're doing all right now. So
Well, that's a blessing. I wish the best for everybody. But you know, that's what it is. It's a full time job, no benefits. But we keep spreading the word and keeping it going. But get active on that Facebook page, and you know, I encourage people to get in there and comment. You know, and if you got an MBN cook, bring it up. I mean, by all means, it's not like we're twisting an arm and saying we don't like MBN. I'd love to cook an MBN. You know, I don't mind driving a couple hours, come down there to win some money.
There you go. Come join us. Have a good time.
You know, that's right. That's what it's all about. People just say, I remember I posted something one time on the Memphis Barbecue Network, and I know there were some MBN teams in there that cook, and they said, I think it was Tupelo. You know, I posted my radio show page, and I said, we'll be also talking Tupelo Barbecue, and I noticed one of them said, oh, that's KCBS. We don't talk about that in here. I said, I'm not talking about that in here. I'm just promoting my show. And on the show, we will talk a little about the Tupelo cook. You know, I'll call a little friction, but, you know, I didn't mean to step on
your
toes.
Barbecue news, you can't. That's like saying, oh, well, this is NBC or CNN or whatever. It's just news. You know, it's like, this is barbecue news. You can't sit there and call off the reporters from one network to another. It is what it is. This is a big deal, whether you're this sanction or that sanction. It's, when you look at it in the long run, it's all the same thing. You know,
it's
wanting to get together and show them this, I got the best, you got the best, let's prove it. Who cares what sanctioned event it is?
That's right.
It is what it is.
That's it. That's exactly right. You hit it on the head right there. We definitely want to, you know, I don't mind. If you can cook all the sanctioned bodies, that's going to just make you a better cook. Just bottom line. If you know how to cook this cook and that cook and this sanction and that sanction, it's going to make you a better cook. Period.
Of course.
So I'm going to go with the flow, whether anybody else does or not. I'm going to do what I want to do, just like they do what they want to do, and we'll just keep on rolling and going and gunning. And like I say, I've already kicked the tire this morning, took the grills to the town, and going to set the pits up Friday, and we're going to have a big time. I will take pictures. I just got a new phone, and it's going to take some big old bad pictures, and hopefully we'll get a call or two. But definitely check out on your phone this weekend, check out BarbecueSuperstars.com live television or livestream.com, and you can watch any of our coverage and you know, all day long. You know, we'll have something going all the time. So I'm really looking forward to that. And if you've never had an event covered like that, I tell you what, it's really nice to have it. And, you know, we had ESPN covering our TBA championship. We had that going on. We had a lot of things going on in our TBA championship. And I'm just here to toot my own horn. The goodie bags, what you got in the goodie bag for signing up for the TBA championship, and the meal you had that night, and the trophies, the payout, the awards, it just don't get any better. You know, we provided, you know, our goodie bag had a 20-pound bag of lump charcoal. It had a shirt. It had five different sauces, barbecue sauces in it from manufacturers, five different sauces. We had a giveaway. We had a raffle, and you got a ticket on a free grill, a Green Mountain grill that night, too. We had a crappie supper with all the trimmings. And we had a great cook. It was all under canopy, under pavilion. So it did rain that weekend, but it was all under pavilion. Our judging was turned in. I'm telling you. So the entry fee was $150. The grand champion payout was $1,000. First place was $3, second place was $2, and third place was $1. Top three spots is how it's called, four categories. It was a nice cook. And anybody that says it wasn't, they weren't there, or they didn't win, so they were upset. But, you know, we try to do it right, bottom line. We're going to try to do it right. And that's how we rolled, and that's what we did. So,
sounds
Adam,
awesome,
you're part of
Chris.
Us. You're part of us. Come in, cook a TBA or win a grand. Or listen, if you're a TBA member, active member, and you win a grand championship or a reserve grand at a competition with 12 or more teams, you can qualify and come cook the TBA championship also. So that's the championship provisional. So I tell you, there's several ways to cook a championship, and you know what? It's all about family, barbecue family, and having fun and trying to put on a good show. So this wasn't supposed to be TBA hour, but it looks like we've talked it quite a bit. And I apologize to some of my listeners, but, you know, we're trying to make a sanctioning body work. We're doing it for all the cooks because I'm a cook, you're a cook. We're cooks that designed it for the cooks. So, I mean, it's plain and simple. Yeah, we have a rib shootout. It's not a four-category competition, but it's not designed to be. But we can cook, we can throw down and do a four-category meat comp just as well as anybody.
Well, and there's a lot of barbecue associations. You know, there was a guy that came up from Florida. He's a member of the FBA, the Florida Barbecue Association, and he came and cooked with us at MBN. You know, so it seems to be that the BAs are spreading from state to state, and it's a fantastic thing. He really likes doing that cook and came up and was really happy with what we did, and I think that it's a very nice local regional type thing that's going on. I think it's going to spread around.
Well, you know, it's southern, it's south. There's supposed to be some hospitality involved, and I tell you what, we have members from Alabama, Mississippi, Missouri. Let's see, Alabama, Mississippi, Missouri, Kentucky, and Tennessee in our association. So what do you say? I mean, you know, what do you say? We're trying to do it right, you know, and it's just bottom line. That's what we're going to do. We're going to do it right. And like I say, you do have haters, but, you know, we're not there to cater to them. We're not worried about what they have to say. We're going to keep rolling and going the positive way.
Like the team I saw at Memphis in May, you know, they had their slogan said, "You can't run friends with salad."
Well, there's a lot of saying to that, you know. That's a fact. And I don't know a skinny cook many. I don't know many skinny cooks. Even though you
and
might
if
fall
you do,
into
don't
that
trust
category.
Don't trust a skinny cook. You can't trust a skinny cook.
No, you can't. I work on my figure every day. Work on it.
Good.
Oh, mercy.
I've got a small build myself. So I've got my belly shows the appreciation of wonderful food.
Well, there you go. Well, I tell you what, Adam, I'm going to. I appreciate you calling in. I'm going to try to finish the show up. I'd like for you to give everybody a shout-out if you'd like to. Anybody you want to shout-out to, Two Sauce to Pork, Shane Greer, any of them boys, you're welcome to it. Just give them a shout-out. And, you know, I do have a lot of sponsors, and I do have a lot of corporation companies and guys that call in to listen in. And you never know who they're looking for to sponsor in different areas. One of my newest sponsors that I have picked up is Mean Green Cleaner and Degreaser. Have you ever heard of Mean Green before?
I have not.
Have you ever heard of Dollar General stores?
Of course.
All right. Well, they're in every Dollar General store across the country.
And what do these products do? Are they going to clean my grill grate spotless so I can put some awesome meat on them with it's all food safe
now,
and everything?
Now, I'm going to be honest with you, completely honest. I would not lie to you to tell you they're going to clean your grill grate spotless. Now, I don't think lacquer thinner would clean your grill grate spotless.
It takes a serious amount of scraping. I've got this 4-inch drywall scraper I use to get them scraped.
Now, listen. Listen, let me finish. Nor do you want to clean your grill grates spotless. Now, I wouldn't do that if you got all that seasoning and flavor on those grill grates. I'd definitely not clean
them. Just the top edge, you know, where your meat rests. I get the grit off of them, you know.
Well, your scraper is the best thing to get grit. But now this cleaner degreaser will remove spots out of shirts, because I'm constantly dropping it on my big belly and getting spots on my shirts. This cleaner will do that. It will cut grime. It will cut smoke. You know what smoke does to a pit. It will cut smoke off the pit. It does clean grates. Now, it's not as abrasive and harsh as some of the other degreasers. It will cut the grease and grime off your hands without drying your hands out. You understand? Right. There's some cleaner degreasers, once you wash your hands with them, if they're really soiled.
Oh, yeah, your skin's cracking and everything.
This will not do that. And these words come from Myron Mixon himself. When I was talking to him at Memphis in May, hanging out with Myron for a little while, I said, you know, Myron, I just picked up a new big sponsor, Mean Green Chemical Corporation, CR Brands Chemical Corporation. And I was really proud about getting the sponsorship, because they don't sponsor barbecue teams. And he says, you know what? He says, I use that on my pits all the time. He says, because it doesn't ruin the paint and it cuts the grease. And I said, you're exactly right. And
you know, and he's a stickler. I mean, I've met him, talked to him many times, and he's a stickler for the minute I'm done cooking, this stuff's getting spotless. You know, if you've ever known him or talked to him, the minute he's done with the cook, that stuff better look brand new when he's done with it. Now, if he's using it, I mean, it sounds pretty good.
Well, that's a fact. I mean, that he did say that. And there's guys across the country. I've got a good friend that owns the Dairy Queen here in town, and he says he uses it by the gallons. So, I mean, it's good. It's awesome product. I mean, I just can't tell you how good it is. You know, you just got to get you a bottle and see. They also have a bath room soap and scum and disinfectant cleaner that is a great disinfectant cleaner on the tabletops. You know, this works great. So check that out, you know. And if you ever come to see me or at a competition, I will have a Mean Green banner flying. I will have Mean Green bottles to pass out. And this is not a 2-ounce sample bottle that they pass out like other degreaser companies. These are 20-ounce bottle, spray bottle degreaser bottles that I'm passing out. And it's good product, so you got to catch me, because I'm going to have product. I'm going to be passing it out to a lot of my team guys, you know, teams that cook. And all you have to do is go to Mean Green Facebook page and like their page and give me a shout-out on it. And, you know, that's all I ask, but I can hook you up with some Mean Green, brother.
We'll check them out. They're the real deal. We'll use them. Hey, I believe they're still a sponsor of yours, and I've been using mine strong for the past couple of years. Won some categories. I think we got a call at Tupelo using one of their products, the grill grates. You still have the grill grates under your list there?
Yes, sir. Grill grates are. Grill grates a fine product. It is a steak finisher, no doubt.
Yep. Great product. Using a lot of stuff at home. I smoke a lot of things, but I grill a lot of things too. Nothing but good things to say for it. The even though the product puts those beautiful little grill marks on things, you know, even if you pick up meat and quarter, turn it just to give a presentation, I'm most impressed with the heat distribution that product gives, because I cook, honestly, on a Weber 22.5 kettle grill for a lot of things at home, and there are no more hot spots on my grill. It doesn't matter if I cook it on one end, the other, the middle. It's really even. It really cooks things great. And when I'm cooking a bunch of burgers or something, it's it's great because the flare-ups don't happen. My grill's not on fire. You're not sitting there trying to pour beer or something to get the flames down. It's all under those grates. It's a fantastic product. Nothing but good things to say about it. I'm glad they're a sponsor of yours, and they, you know, they support you, you know, and everything. It's, I like them. They're awesome.
Appreciate that. They are good. They sure, it is a good product. You know, honestly, the products that I've been fortunate enough to be representing, you know, Green Mountain Grills, Frontier Charcoal, Sweet Smoke Q, right there out of Florida. They've got some fantastic sauces and injections. TalkTexanBarbecue.com, they have got some phenomenal rubs and injections. You know, Junior's Rub for Grub, that is a winner right there on anything you put it on. Dangle's Barbecue Sauce out of Louisiana, they have several different sauces that will win. I mean, they're fine sauces. You know, Meat Rake, Grill Rake, Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce, Maverick Industries, Cook Shack. I just picked up Best One Tire out of Jackson, Tennessee. Phenomenal tire company. It's huge. I mean, they have got deals on tires, any kind of tire. I mean, it's worth an hour drive from Memphis to go to Best One right there out of Jackson and get hooked up on tires for sure. Working on another huge sponsor in the works right now. I can't say anything else about that, but got a lot of excitement going on with this new huge sponsor. So we're going to work on that. We just keep representing the products, you know, promoting the products, telling the truth about the product. That matters a whole lot. So, you know, you just got to keep it going.
You can throw your name out there and support something, but being truthful about them and saying, hey, this is the real deal, and this is, you know, try it. You won't be disappointed from somebody who's actually tried it. That means a lot.
That's exactly right. It does. It sure does. Well, I tell you, you know, that's what it's all about. You got to stand up. You got to be. You got to do it right. And these are all great products. I mean, any one or combination of these products will get you a call if you use them right. They will do it. I mean, bottom line, they'll do it. It's proven. Proven fact, me, day in, day out. Chops Power Injectors, Dan Udall, he's got a fantastic injector. I don't know if you got to see it or use it in Memphis in May. Fantastic.
Oh, yeah, we've seen it before. It's an awesome thing. I haven't had the opportunity. Is that it's like the three-prong injection system for the for butts and shoulders?
It's four needles on a custom-built head, and he actually modified and made one with a backpack sprayer for whole hog use. I mean, I think Mark Lambert used it. I think the Shed was using it. You know, they're great injectors, and I've got one of the original four-needle first injectors, and I use it religiously at every comp, and they're good products, you know. Good product.
It sounds awesome. I mean, me being a, you know, chicken guy, I don't know if I need that much hardware, but it looks awesome, and it looks very well built.
Well, I tell you what, the thing about that injection system and the needles, they do come off really easy, and it does have caps to cap it from 432 R to 1. So you can use that injector on a piece of chicken to in between ribs, to a whole chicken, a whole butt, pork chops for that matter. I mean, anything you want to inject. If you want to pump up a hot dog, gosh, it'll do it. And it's a fine injector, so you need to check that out. That's Kansas City Barbecue.com, Chops Power Injectors, Dan Udall. And it's a really great product. Matter of fact, the National Barbecue Association, he won the award for innovation of a barbecue product last year. So it's it's a nice piece, very well built, and worth money if you're planning on injecting many things. But do y'all cook? Do you cook a lot of shoulders, or do you do more butts?
I do not, but Johnny on our team, he cooks a boatload of shoulders all the time. Every time we come into a cooking competition, we, you know, he's doing shoulders for MBN, and there's, you know, a lot of times there's people's choice. And, you know, when you're cooking MBN, it's like, well, you got to cook three shoulders for judges, and
right,
the next one if you final. So that's four for a minimum. And a lot of times it's people's choice. So, you know, you're cooking, yeah, and they're going to give you four or more. So you're cooking 8 to 12, you know, butts or whole shoulders all the time. So he might have an interest. It's something to look at. And I've seen the hardware that they've produced. I've seen some ads, you know, that, you know, that have been posted on Facebook, and it looks like a really good piece of hardware to look at.
It is. It's a fine piece. It's a fine piece. Well, I tell you what, Adam, we've run out of time. I appreciate you calling in, being the show tonight. I really do. I appreciate all your I appreciate your friendship, all your patience, listening to all me gab about the TBA tonight, all your interesting conversation. I congratulate you on all your calls at Memphis in May. Y'all did a fantastic job there, and just can't wait to get you close by where we can have a cook-off and see who's going to come out victorious. I mean, we'll both give them hell and see see where it goes.
I didn't mean to hog up all your airtime. I didn't.
You didn't hog it up.
Callers that wanted to come in.
I'm proud you called in. I appreciate you calling in, and we will, and you do it again. Don't be a stranger.
Oh, not at all. We always call in, and you always seem to know when we're calling in. But you know, everybody else that might be listening, I'm sure that you appreciate, and we appreciate you. And well, maybe next week. I know we didn't get to it, but we need to talk about some chicken.
You know what? We'll talk chicken. We'll do a little chicken talk. Anytime you want to share some secrets, I'll share a few too. How's that?
That sounds good. I mean, I'm only 13th in the world, but we'll look over that and talk about chicken anyway.
You probably don't want any of my secrets. 13. That's your new nickname. 13th.
13th. That's it. I mean, get some badges.
Mine's wet ribs. You can call me wet ribs.
Wet ribs.
Yes,
sounds
sir.
Good.
Well, they give me that name because of my pitmaster showing. Wet rib. So
you had to turn in dry, and they said they were wet. Or tell me about it.
Did you not see my pitmaster episode?
I can't say
Adam.
That I did.
Adam. I thought you were no.
I'm a working man.
I understand. I do. Barbecue pitmaster.
I catch them, though. They keep them on demand. You know, Sunday is about the only time I get to watch TV. And
yes.
They're on Destination America, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so I'm going to find you. And
you need to watch
Sunday,
it. We cook the Memphis style. We cook the Memphis style competition, and they just said they wanted dry. They wanted dry ribs. Well, that's fine.
Why does everybody think that Memphis style is dry? I don't get
you.
It. But go on.
Well,
everybody thinks you're rendezvous overcooked, nasty ass over charcoal. Never mind. Go on.
Okay, so. During the rib competition, now you're going to have to watch the show and be your own judge how it plays out. But I had a huge time. I had a great cook, and I had some phenomenal product. And bottom line, it was good looking. I mean, you've got to go back and watch the show. Well, during my rib process, I applied a thin layer of sauce on my ribs. And finished
a glaze.
It wasn't even a guess. It was even less than a glaze. But I did put sauce on my ribs. And then I finished them out dry. I dried that sauce out, dried it out, and then applied rub to the finished product. But unfortunately, since I sauced my ribs, I came in third.
And who are you competing against?
Charcoal
Cowboy. Let me rephrase
that.
Who was paying to win?
No. It was a great show. It really was. And unfortunately, I did put a little sauce on my ribs. And I cooked the Memphis style, and I expressed that during the judges' commentary. You know, most people stand there and don't say a lot when the judges are telling them what they've done. And I did emphasize that I did my rib Memphis style dry. But
yeah.
Evidently they weren't
dry
enough.
Memphis style is rendezvous style. And
well,
it's not.
I agree with you. I understand.
Who makes bad overcooked, oversmoked ribs and puts rub on them, and there's a bunch of famous people that go there and eat them, and he took the whole seasoning deal from New Orleans back in the day. That's not Memphis style. I mean, that's they need to say, we want you to cook ribs rendezvous style. Because it's just dry. I mean, okay, this ribs with little or no sauce, but they're asking for dried out. So
well,
I don't get it.
You know, I'm gonna say, you know, we had a great cook. We had a phenomenal cook. Our meat was spot on. You've got to watch the show. I had a great time. I've already told them I'm coming back for the attack. You know, it's going to be, oh hell yeah, kind of next time. I'm going to apply again, and I'm planning on going back doing it again. But my cook was phenomenal. Our pork, you know how they have two categories on the show.
Yep.
Our pork, they didn't even cover our pork very well because they said there was nothing
wow.
wrong with it. They said it was just a hell yeah pork. They said it was.
They just wanted
to
give you shit about
they said it was the food that they ate was some of the best they've ever had on any season of Pitmasters. Now,
but
it's
you
on
still
camera.
Didn't go.
I put sauce on my ribs and that's what hammered me. You know, I guess they didn't dry out enough or what. So, you know, that was my downfall. That was my, that was the culprit. So we live and learn, and I told them I'm coming back with a damn force of vengeance, and I'm planning on winning it all next turn.
Well, do it to it. Let me know if you need any help.
You got it. Well, I tell you what, Adam, I'm going to shut her down here and finish the show up. I've got injections to make. I've got pork butts to prep. Well, actually, shoulders. I'm going to prep some shoulders tonight, getting them ready. I'm going to pre-cook some shoulders for all of our vending. So I've got to get all that prepared. I've still got a long night ahead of me. But I do
all
appreciate
right,
you calling
I'll,
in.
I'll let
and,
you get to
you know. You know, you're always welcome. Just call me anytime, Facebook message me, come on down, or maybe if I can get a chance to come back to Memphis soon, we can hang out. I definitely want to do a crawl before long and hit a few spots in Memphis area. So maybe we need you as a guide. We had Shane as a guide last time. Maybe you and Shane can join us this time, and we just have a crew to go around and check it all out. How's that?
Absolutely. I'll show you the spots.
All right. You
Sounds
got
good.
It, brother. All right. Well, have a good night, and I sure appreciate you calling in.
Okay.
All right, guys, this is Chris Chadwick. This has been the Let's Talk Smoke Show. We have been letting the smoke roll tonight. We've talked to Adam McCullough of Team Tucson Support right there with all their big Memphis and May calls this past May. They had some phenomenal showings down there this year. Sure appreciate Adam calling in. Always a great time talking with Adam. You know, this show is all about you and the Q. I always emphasize that. I always want you to call in, be a part, and don't be shy. You know, call in and talk some smoke. We'll go hog wild, and we'll let it roll. So until next Wednesday night, it's Chris Chapman saying good night.
Well, I was born at a party in a barn with a guitar strapped across my arm. So I learned to play in a different style. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Well, I pick it high and I pick it low. Pick it with my teeth and pick it with my toe. You can hear me play for a country mile. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Too long. Me and them city folks couldn't get along. My mama said you're a destined child. They all know you was born hog wild. So I traveled all over this land, and I found myself a backwoods band. You can hear us play for a country mile. Everybody knows that we're hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that we're hog wild.
All of us. We're supposed to get married. Oh, damn, I never ended my show.